Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now I have a guest in with me, Lieutenant Stuart Brown from the Army Cadets. So welcome to the show, Stuart.
Good afternoon, thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure. Right, just say something else and I'll bring your mic up a bit.
Hello.
That's it, lovely, thank you. So just tell us about what the Army Cadets are all about.
Yeah, so the Army Cadet Force is a youth organisation sponsored by the Ministry of Defence. And we're here on the island. We have several locations across the island. But at the moment, we're really trying to recruit for one location in particular, which is out in Freshwater in the West Wight.
Yeah, because you haven't got... Because they closed all the schools, basically, and that was why...
Yeah, we've struggled with recruiting young people to that location, specifically on the island. Nobody knows really why completely. There is a suggestion that because a few years ago the schools moved into the central part of the island, that that's had an effect. Obviously, there's a lot of other things in young people's lives that we're conflicting with that young people do these days.
Yes.
And we're just trying to... advertise the fact that we're there and the facilities that we have and encourage young people to come and say hello.
Yeah, so what did you actually do, the cadets?
So I personally am the media officer for Hampshire in the Isle of Wight Army Cadet Force, and my job is basically to come to good people like yourself and talk about the Army Cadets and what we do. On the island, there are, as I say, several locations across the island. The one that we're talking about today is over in Freshwater at the Tottenham Recreation Grounds. And they have a location out there that they parade out once, one night a week. And what we're trying to do is basically get people to come and say hello to us, see what we do, ask questions about what we do, and then decide whether or not that would fit into their lives and their aspirations for the future.
But you'll be teaching them other things as well, won't you? You'll be teaching them skills.
Yeah, which, so we have the Army Cadet Syllabus, and that's what we work to. There is a bit of a misconception that it's all about the military. It's certainly not. We can teach people life skills and give them extracurricular qualifications that will help them in later life. So a big part of our syllabus would be first aid, for example.
Right.
We actively take part in the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme. We're one of the big people that do that on the island, and that's actively encouraged all our members to do Duke of Edinburgh. We teach self-discipline. It's about getting people to know how to make a bed in the morning, iron a uniform, polish some shoes. It's life lessons and key skills that can be used in later life, not just if you were considering a career in the armed forces, but also an adult career or further education
or
elsewhere.
Anything, absolutely. Well, I think you have to structure their life sometimes. Mum can't be there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to branch out.
But it is. If you can put your hand to ironing and stuff like that, and it's good for you as well, so that when you do move out away from your mum and dad, you've got a skill that you can, well, I can do an iron, so I can iron my shirts and stuff like that. And it gives you a little bit as well where you can, once you've done all that, you feel good about yourself as well, don't you?
Yeah, you've achieved something. Yeah. And that, one of our mottos is inspire to achieve, and that's what we aim to do. Get young people to develop themselves with our support. For example, this summer we've got a group of cadets going off to Scotland for annual camp, and that's 2 weeks away from home, and that can be quite daunting for any young person if it's their first experience away from home, and for many it is. But they come back more well-rounded, they've got some resilience, and they've picked up some skills along the way, and that's what we're aiming for.
So what do they do when they're in camp? You were saying off air.
Yeah, so we do lots of camps. On the island, the cadets are fortunate that they've also got a facility on the island, Jersey Camp, out in Newtown Creek. So they will do 3 weekends a year out there as well as their normal parade nights. And then they'll have a summer camp, which I say this year happens to be up in Scotland for 2 weeks. On these camps, they will continue on the Army Cadet syllabus, so they'll be learning the sort of the military side of things, sort of drill and turnout, field craft, and that element of things. But they'll also be doing some adventurous training. Last summer, for example, on camp, we did some canoeing and some water sports. They do rock climbing, Basically any sort of adventurous training you can think of. They do expedition stuff, which obviously goes towards Duke of Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. They do first aid. You can pick up a first aid at work qualification or similar. So there's a really broad scope of activities that they can do. And it's about the affordability as well. Obviously, lots of parents will be potentially listening, thinking it all sounds very expensive. Because we are sponsored by the Ministry of Defence, everything that we do is pretty much subsidised. So, for example, the 2 weeks in Scotland that are coming up for annual camp is going to cost £80 per person. And that includes travel from the island to Scotland on coaches and ferries, etc. That includes 3 meals a day, that includes accommodation, that includes all the adventurous training. So when you put it all together, where else could you get such an experience for such a price?
You couldn't.
And that's kind of the key selling point, I think, for us to parents, that this is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Absolutely.
And it's an opportunity that can last several years, because we recruit from the age of 12 all the way up to 18. And it's about them also realising that it's not a recruitment tool for the army. We are the Army Cadet Force. We are very proud of our affiliations to the several regiments that sponsor us in the Army Cadets. But there is no sign on the dotted line, as it's been suggested in the past. There's no prerequisite to joining any of the armed forces at all. It's just a tool to enable you to build on yourself and be the best you can be, and then make your own informed decision as you get older in life, like we all do, as to what you want to do for a job, for a career. In recent times, many of the cadets from the island have gone on to join the armed forces, particularly the Navy, obviously being down here on the south coast. But we've also had some recently go and join the police service. We've had some go off to university. It really is what you want to do as an individual, and it's about utilising what's on offer to fit your own path. And I think that's the message here today.
Which is fabulous, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Where else would you get something like that? You're getting a chance to do something that really, to me, if I was around and I was younger, I would have loved to have done that, because you get to know everything, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, being an adult in the organisation, I see some of these cadets come in age 12 and then age out at 18. And the young, shy child that turns up on your door at age 12,
that
then leaves as a man or a woman, aged 18, you see such a remarkable difference in their development and the skills they've learned, and they're a more well-rounded individual.
Well, we can put that to here as well in the 4 P's. They come in here with no requisite. They don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. They come into the radio station and they're trained how to do podcasting and everything. It's just incredible. And you can see I came in with the twins and they'd only been in here a week before me, and they were shy. But after about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, you could see the difference. They were brighter, they were talking back, they were doing this, doing that. And then they started doing their own show. Once they learned the desk, do the weather. That was, we had 10, 15 people out there where she did the weather. And it was amazing. And then there was another time where there was 3 of them in here, all youngsters. Mm. I'm outside there, took a photograph. From 11 till 12, no adults allowed. So the kids had the full range of the studio.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is. But you can see the difference in when they started coming in to when they go back out, if they leave, or some carried on, or presenters have their own shows, stuff like that, or co-present, stuff like that. But you can tell.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. And you're the same.
Yeah, I mean, confidence breeds success, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And we've had cadets that have, been out with their friends and, away from the organisation, and have come across maybe an incident in Newport High Street where someone's required some emergency first aid, and their training that they've learnt with us has kicked in, and they've been able to assist where maybe some adults can't, because they haven't got the training and qualifications, and they've got that confidence to go and do that and use the skills that they've been given.
Absolutely, yes, because the difference is that could save someone's life.
Absolutely, and it's very rewarding to know that we've being able to impart that on them and help them become a more, well-rounded member of society.
Well, the thing is, yes, I was always an advocate that they should do it at schools. Now they're doing first aid in schools so that all the kids can learn basic, you're not talking about surgery, but basic first aid, and sometimes basic first aid can save someone's life. Oh, I'm bleeding. They're putting their hand on the ground, like,
absolutely.
Lift it above the heart, stops the bleeding, get it dressed. Stuff, simple stuff that you can do yourself. But, yeah, I know. It sounds good. Right, we need to go to some music. Elton John and Marcia Detroit, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, taking us into the break. And we'll come back out and you can finalise anything else you want to say.
Brilliant, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. I Feel Fine from the 1960s, long time ago, 28 minutes to 1 o'clock. Now, Stuart's still here, so you're just going to sum up what you've been talking about and a few other things.
Yeah, so obviously I'm here today to talk about the Army Cadet Force on the Isle of Wight. Specifically, we're talking about Freshwater, which is one of our units on the island that we're looking to recruit to. We were actually fortunate to have some VIPs with us down at the unit on Tuesday evening. We had the Lord Lieutenant and the new High Sheriff of the Isle of Wight both came down, along with Councillor Ian Dorr, who obviously was a DJ in a past life, and now he's a councillor for the Isle of Wight Council and the sort of Armed Forces champion for the council. So it was really, really positive to have such influential people on the island come down and see what we do.
Absolutely.
And offer their support, which was very well received. So we're now sort of pushing forward with our plans to try and entice some of the younger people in the West Wight to come and see us and come and join. So if anyone listening has a young person in their life, aged between 12 and 18, that you think might enjoy some of the activities that we've discussed today, then I would obviously urge you to present that to them. You can visit armycadets.com. You can put in your postcode and it will give you your local unit. We are a national organisation. So for anyone listening, obviously we're always happy to take on people, even though I'm talking specifically about the West Wight and the Isle of Wight as a whole. And yeah, for more information, visit armycadets.com, see what we're all about, and just come and say hello. You know, it might not be for you, it might be for you, but until you come and have a look, then you won't know, will you?
Well, that's right. If you don't, I mean, I came and have a look coming into a radio station. I didn't know what it was like, and it stuck. And I've been here ever since, but I just love it. I think it's just what we actually do here is fantastic. We are a community radio, and you're helping people. Doesn't matter what the situation is, whether it's a lost cat, lost dog, or anyone. If you get in touch, we'll put it on air.
Absolutely, and I say, you know, bring a friend. If you feel like, you know, you're a bit apprehensive about what we do, the more the merrier. You know, as long as you fit that age bracket, 12 to 18, there's no other requirements. There's no fitness requirements. There's no health requirements. We take people from all walks of life very happily, and there will be something within the organisation for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I hope it does you a lot of good coming on. We wish you all the very best. Hope you get some more recruits.
Thank you.
And good luck for the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you very much, Stuart.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Your station, your community.